welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing, where I try to teach you everything that I know about content marketing in little 10-minute snippets. That's this podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bozzi. Really glad that you could join me today. Let's talk about a favorite topic of mine today, which is gatekeepers. I'm really fascinated by this topic, probably because, hey, I was a gatekeeper for many, many years in my career. I was an editor in the publishing industry. I was the quintessential gatekeeper, making decisions on who was going to get published and who wasn't. So I know this stance very, very well. And also I know what it's like in today's world where you don't really need a gatekeeper. So let's dig into that a little bit. You know, when I think of it, I consider myself a creative, and you probably do too, if you're, whether you're trying to produce a work of art or a business. Whatever you do, it requires some creativity. And the way that I look at it is that creatives of all types are empowered now in a way that was just simply not possible even a short time ago. Now, each creative realm, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, it can be books, music, films, art, you know, you name it, whatever it is, each creative realm has its own gatekeepers. But here's the cool thing. Today, that gatekeeper is no longer necessary. Now, I use the word necessary with intent because, look, gatekeepers, not only are they going to continue to exist, but they'll continue to serve a useful purpose. So I'm not in any way against gatekeepers. Like I said, I was a gatekeeper. They'll continue to be important, but the key word is that they're not necessary anymore. In today's world, you can walk straight past the gatekeeper. The cool thing about today is that you don't have to wait for their approval. It used to be the only way in through guys like me, an editor at a publishing house, for instance, right? You had to wait for my approval before you could get published. You don't need to do that anymore. You can walk straight past that gatekeeper and connect with your audience directly. The power is there for you to be able to do that. The tools are there. And check this out. Most of those tools are free. Now, I think of this as a huge gift. And as a creative, you don't want to squander that. You've been given this giant gift of opportunity, and it's available for anyone who's willing to do the work, connect with an audience, build up that audience, build trust, build authority, and then become the go-to on that. And eventually, like I talked about in a prior episode, you know, you can turn that into a business, whether it's producing a product, a service, or even in your art. So let's use writers as an example. It's a realm I know extremely well. And in the past, if you wanted to be an author, you had to work hard to impress one person. That was either an agent or an editor like me. Now, if that person didn't like you or your work for whatever reason, game over. That's it. It's done, right? You're shunned. You're shut out. You can't advance to the next level. You're done. Now, while that sounds pretty harsh, really it is serving a purpose, right? The gatekeeper serves the audience. In this publishing example, they serve the reader. Their primary value as a gatekeeper lies in curation, right? So in their experience, they're market savvy, they're making bets on the books that they think that the reader will like. And really, in effect, think about this, this saves the reader some time. So if the reader trusts the publisher's brand, they can be reasonably sure that they're not going to waste time reading a dud. Now, of course, we all know, we've all read books from major publishing houses that we didn't like or thought were poorly produced or whatever. It happens. But, you know, generally speaking, there's at least an assurance of reasonable quality. It's a pretty safe bet that a book by a publisher is going to be pretty good. And it's always the knock against self-publishing, right? Because there isn't this gatekeeper or this sort of quality control. And really, that's just serving the reader. And that's fine. Like I said, that's valuable. That has some value to it for sure. But if you think about this for a second, depending on the publishing house, right, this type of philosophy leads gatekeepers to make really conservative choices, right? They're going to tend to lean towards the vanilla middle, something that's sort of, it's going to please everyone. Because if they're going to make an investment in this, of course, right, that's going to be something that they want to have a wide audience, so they're going to try to hit the middle and not the fringes. Now, of course, there are plenty of exceptions to this, but you can see the logic here, right? Publishing is a business. It's not dedicated to the art of it, and I know that might sound controversial. Look, you can disagree with that, but really, when they're serving the reader, as a business, it's not about the author. It's about the customers. It's about the readers. It's about their bookstores. And as a business, it's going to require some upfront investment. That's what publishing is. And of course, you win the game as a publisher when you get a return on that investment. So if you start to think of all the motivations of a publisher, this is what they're doing. There's good reason for it. It's logical, it's sane, but it doesn't serve you, the creative. It serves the audience. Okay, so the system works to a certain extent. As long as you, the reader, listener, viewer, whatever, are happy with the selection that these tastemakers pick, package, and deliver to you. And to me, that's the crack in the armor because, you know, while there are plenty of things that are produced out of major movie houses or publishers or major labels that I like, generally speaking, I want stuff that's going to color outside the lines and push me to think about things in different ways. I don't want the vanilla middle. And I think that most artists and most creatives don't want either. You know, they write stories or write songs or produce films or produce art to, you know, examine a new idea, explore a human emotion, to create a new world or worlds. They don't want to produce something that's a product for the market, right? The goal is that they want to connect with real people, with real characters, with real stories. And, you know, the cool thing is, of course, now, you know, we know there's an audience for this. People want compelling stories. They want to learn something new. They want to be immersed, inspired, transformed, etc. And it's not to say that that can't happen with mainstream works. Of course it can. You see it every day. But for me, the fun stuff is around the edges. And for people like me and you, the ones who want to sort of look around the edges for these new things or these things that are going to push a little bit more, today everything's different because of one simple thing. Direct access. A creative and his or her audience now have the means to connect directly. No middleman, no gatekeeper. To me, this is such a gift that it's incredible. Now, that doesn't mean that it's easy, of course. It's going to take a lot of work. And you're going to have to work just as hard, if not harder, if you sort of avoid or go around the gatekeeper. But look, it's your work. You got to take it seriously, but you're going to need a different strategy now. Using the old methods under this new set of rules is why a lot of creatives fall down. So let's summarize for a second. A couple things that you should think about. One, abandon the idea that you have to please one person. You don't need that gatekeeper anymore. Just walk straight past that gatekeeper and don't look back. And if you do a good job, produce good content, connect with an audience, trust me, that gatekeeper is going to come looking for you later. But also abandon the idea that you have to please everyone. The market is very well served with works of this type. Find your individual audience with your individual voice instead. This really is a huge opportunity for you. And the only thing in your way is your own fear. Fear of taking a risk, fear of criticism, fear of failure. We as creatives no longer have that excuse. I got rejected by a gatekeeper. And while it's terrifying, to me, it's also electrifying. It's liberating. It really is a gift if you can think of it that way. So the only question is, what are you going to do with it? All right, that in essence is why I do this podcast. You know, the opportunity is out there and I want to help you achieve what you want to do with this. There's no more excuses. It's all out there. It's all available to you. So just get going. Just get moving. You can do it. I know you can. And for more information about this or more inspiration or whatever it is that you need, kick in the seat or some words of advice or some strategies, see my website, michaelbozy.com, or of course, subscribe to this podcast. Really glad to have you. Thanks as always for the attention, and we'll see you on the next episode.